Gradenhouse and Harper Audio present The Object of Your Affections by Falguni Kothari, performed by Simone Lewis and Shiromi Arserio. I'm selfish, impatient, and a little insecure. I make mistakes. I am out of control and at times hard to handle. But if you can't handle me at my worst, then you sure as hell don't deserve me at my best. Marilyn Monroe. Part 1. From Concept to Conception. Chapter 1. Paris. The things we did for love. Did you know that the global wedding industry is worth $300 billion? The U.S. stake alone is $55 billion. I waved my phone, displaying the appalling data in front of my husband's face. The stats, horror of horrors, had gotten worse in the 2.5 years since our own wedding. Neil, as usual, didn't share my outrage at mankind's follies, so he shrugged as if the matter was of no consequence to him, which it wasn't. And with infinite patience, he brushed my hovering hand away from his face and continued to do unspeakable things to my mouth. We were attending our fourth wedding of the year. Fourth. And I'd been invited to half a dozen baby showers over the past 10 months, two of which I hadn't been able to avoid. As if squealing over fake fluffy bunnies wasn't bad enough, such events were filled with busybodies who wanted to know when I was going to deliver some good news of my own. Seriously, the next person who asked me that question was going to end up in the city morgue, on an autopsy table. Exactly what was the correlation between pregnancy and good news? I had no clue. As if not being pregnant was bad news. Ugh, I could scream. I'd bet that when Neil and I gave them our special news, they wouldn't care for it either. Our families were going to go ballistic when they heard that we were considering gestational surrogacy when I was perfectly capable of bearing children. Well, physically capable. Mentally and emotionally, the jury was still out. Since Neil had more faith in our mothers than I did, he was welcome to explain it to them when it was time. Homo sapiens, batshit crazy lot, I mumbled from the corner of my mouth, trying to keep my lips from moving as Neil worked on them, while going nearly cross-eyed as I recounted the zeros that were peppered across the wedding industry article in Reuters. And never satisfied with their lot in life. Maybe it wasn't billions, but millions. Nope. 11 zeros tacked behind the cardinal number 3. My hope for humanity plummeted to earth. If that didn't prove beyond reasonable doubt that man itself was the natural disaster devastating the world, I didn't know what did. What kind of senseless, overbred animal spends that kind of money on a fantasy ceremony solely created to propagate an even bigger fantasy, that of a perfect union and its glory ever after? Don't get me wrong, I wasn't against the institution of marriage. I fully approved when compatible people tied the proverbial knot or cohabitated in a mutually beneficial fashion. Like my adoptive parents, the second set, as opposed to the first abominable pair, who'd been an excellent example of a square peg in a square hole kind of couple. Mr. and Mrs. Samuel and Lily Kahn had been harmoniously well-matched on all fronts until the judge's deaths.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?